Today's agenda, we have HDR 5, flagging of foreign fish processing vessels. We'll open the public hearing and sponsors here, so come up, we'll hear what you've got to say.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, madams, members of the committee.
Could you state your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Representative Cliff Davidson, for the record, and I'm the sponsor of this reflagging resolution. Mr. Chairman, this House Joint Resolution 5 asks that the Congress pass legislation that would prevent the foreign fishing processors from being reflagged, i.e., redocumented, making them, in effect, American vessels, and having access to fishing resources allocated to our domestic fleet. This resolution further sends the message that we have a problem in coastal Alaska, and that problem involves keeping resources available for coastal Alaskans to ensure that they have livelihood as well as other kinds of resource access. And we are counting on the language in the Magnuson Fisheries Management and Conservation Act as underlying the fact that congressional legislation, that legislation was passed by the U.S. Congress to ensure full utilization of our fisheries resources by Americans. And this merely helps to close a loophole in that legislation so that we give the American processing industry an opportunity to capitalize and take advantage of the Magnuson Act. And that essentially, Mr. Chairman, is the purpose of the reflagging resolution.
Okay. When they reflag, Cliff, do they are they allowed to put then foreign crews on those vessels also?
That is my understanding. Depending on whether or not that vessel leaves from a foreign port, according to the U.S. Coast Guard regulations, is something that determines the extent to which foreign crew membership can work that vessel. So we tend not only to lose that great advantage as Alaskans of priority access that helps to equalize the cost of the Americans to do business of harvesting our own resources in our own yard, but it also involves jobs for Americans and Alaskans.
Senator Farrakhan.
Which of the bills that are before Congress do you tend to support, the Senate version or the Young's version, or do you care as long as you get it done?
I think that the Senate version goes a little bit farther, but as far as the one that gets through, the one I really would like to see get through is the one that simply does the job the most thoroughly, and that is that one that ensures that we do get full American utilization from the resources off the coast of Alaska.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I guess so. Either one would get the job done.
Mm-hmm. The intent here was not to tell Congress how to do it, but simply to state that we do have a problem. We would like for you to come up with a solution to that problem, and don't forget that our coastal communities are counting on it.
Other questions?
Okay. I guess I've got one, and I don't mean to be mean. Mm-hmm. As I understand it, they've been able to reflag now for about 10 years, right?
Something like that, yes.
Have we had some major problems?
I understand to date there's only been about two or three situations where reflagging has actually occurred. A couple of them have been ones in which the U.S. Marshals have sold and given back, and they have been purchased by Americans. It's also my understanding that the last five vessels that were constructed in Japan were built to U.S. Coast Guard specifications, the idea being that this loophole did exist, in fact, and thereby reflagging would be a fait accompli, and that then they could utilize these foreign vessels. The real danger here is that once they are documented as American vessels, they would have open access to virtually any part of our domestic fisheries. And, of course, the foreign fisheries people have been taking this bottom fisheries for a long time. And now with the Magnuson Act closing and restricting access to those foreigners, then they have to seek other ways of maintaining their control as well as their advantage. One person mentioned that, well, it's all going to be dictated by economics, but I would submit that the economics are also dominated by parties that are not necessarily working toward our best interests in Alaska.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay,
thank you.
All right. Recommendation, committee.
Mr. Chairman, I would move HDR 5 with individual recommendations and ask unanimous consent.
Sponsor substitute, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I always say that way. When I do, you know what I'm talking
right.
about.
Right. Good. There ain't no objections to order. Is anything further to come before the committee today? If not, stand adjourned.
Now, this kind